Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
We are coming in the days of awe. These are some of my favorite days on the calendar. It was one of the most powerful time of my life was for 22 years. I had the privilege of doing some of the major miracle services in the year in Jerusalem. We do send blessing to Jerusalem today. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. Say, I will prosper. I am prospering. My children are prospering. And part of the key, the word, into almost like it was a revelation. Our mentor, for Bonnie and I, we had a privilege that was just a grace that the Lord allowed us to serve and minister blessing and be co-elders with Derek Prince, who was perhaps one of the greatest word gifts in the last 100 years. And he was a great teacher. You can look him up in the internet or on YouTube. And we were, day to day for almost 22 years in different ways. Now, he traveled a lot, but I got to travel with him. Some of my apostolic journey started first with us going together to Africa. And there were great miracles. One of the greatest miracles, Derek's miracle, he said, when we were traveling together in Pakistan, and he had me take a picture of a blind woman who had no eyes, but she was on the edge of the field, this big field in Faisalabad and Karachi, a Muslim nation, Pakistan, when we started in Karachi. But he had me, I was the young Jedi at that time, 1986. I should take this picture, and the woman was blind, no eyes. And that night, he had me do the service, healing service. And the glory came. I said, come, Holy Spirit. And one of the first people to walk towards us was this woman. And Derek was sitting with me, and we both. In his last public conference, he said the greatest miracle he saw in his life was this one, because we had documented. He had somehow anointed somebody to take her picture. Because she represented all the people who sit in darkness without the light of Jesus. And then that night, we could almost hear the move of the Holy Spirit and the demons withdrawing. And suddenly this woman started walking towards us, and the Holy Spirit planted eyes and eyeballs where there had been none. And I took my candid sure shot camera and took her picture. Not so much in the protocol to do that. But anyway, I didn't want to miss the movement. But the last miracle that Derek talked about was that he believes in miracles. And say, I believe in miracles. Because he was one of the greatest Bible teachers. But he humbled himself. He would talk with the simplicity of a child. I love miracles, he said, and I appreciate. The more you appreciate things of God, the more he'll give it to you. Okay? Faithful in little, God will give you more. Praise God. So in that context then,
testing.
Thank you, Michael. This is the time of the year they call, we just had Rosh Hashanah, the new year, Hebrew New Year. We ushered it in last Sunday. But now we're coming into the days of awe. Wonderful time where there's a Feast of Trumpets. And then Rosh Hashanah was last week. And we have this Wednesday, Yom Kippur. It's the Day of Atonement. It is one of the holiest days on the Jewish calendar, but it's there in the Old Testament. But all of this atonement is in Jesus. All right, so it's personified. All of that were shadows, but the reality is Jesus. And so this blessing, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So even as we share, something supernatural is happening to you. And then it will be blessing not only you, but members of your family. That's in kind of this kind of glory meetings. Often the grace, we may not know it, but sometimes I'll get the word of knowledge. We have the word testimony of this precious Nigerian brother. He was in one of my meetings, and I paused and I said, there is someone in your family who's got stage 4 cancer. And he said, it's my sister in Nigeria. I said, well, an angel is going and touching her now. And the thing was, we got a phone call from him a few days later. She got her diagnosis back that she was in total remission. The cancer was gone. But he said, she told her brother, two angels, I don't understand, but came, and it seemed like I got under the power, and they put tubes in me. And so I went to the doctor, and they could not find any more cancer. The wonderful thing was he was here. It was in Moravian Falls. We had a special service there. And so her brother was there, but he was a point of contact for his sister all the way in Nigeria. So I always encourage people to be in active faith that you are vibrating and that the glory, I consider often like a giant, awesome, limitless tuning fork, and it's vibrating. And as you pick that up, the Lord was sending signs, wonders, blessings for you, and you want to say, this is for me, I receive, and he will give us breakthroughs more. As I said last year, Rosh Hashanah is that we are in this new 5780, the Jewish New Year, and he is going to take us, I believe, this year to, I mean, you are used to Happy New Year on January 1st, but this is the Jewish New Year, which God saw to put it on his calendar in the Old Testament. So it's in the Word of God. I'm happy to celebrate the regular New Year and say Happy New Year, but that's not on the Bible. Anyway, we are gathering together and watching all night. Just want to tell you to prepare when we come to the New Year this year. Anyway, this is Yom Kippur on Wednesday, the Day of Atonement. And it is the most powerful, one of the greatest events ever in history happened. This is celebrating and focusing on Calvary and what the Lamb of God, Gospel of John, chapter 1, John the Baptist, shouting out loud, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. But we look just for a few moments and see what was happening and how it affects you. This is specifically, let me read to you from just a few scriptures in Hebrews. We'll look at Hebrews chapter 9, a couple of verses, and Hebrews chapter 10, because this is the scenario you read in the Old Testament, but it's also rehearsed and put in focus what this was all about, so you get clarity in the New Testament of all the shadows that happened in the Old Testament. So here you've seen, we'll go to Hebrews 9, and I'm reading from the Message translation, because for some things I enjoy, it's more clear. And I love just the King James. But in Hebrews chapter 9, we read verse 11. But when the Messiah arrived, high priest of the superior things of this new covenant, this is the new covenant in his blood, he bypassed the old tent and its trappings in this created world and went straight into heaven's tent, the true holy place, once and for all. So the high priest, if you look in the Old Testament, high priest had to go every year and offer the blood of rams or other animals, but it was the blood of animals. And it never sufficed. It was enough to temporarily give them some grace until next year. And then the high priest himself would go in and go into the Holy of Holies, offer the blood of animals. But there cannot be, without the blood, there can be no remission of sins. So there was a temporary allaying of judgment in the Old Testament. But now, Jesus himself, and you see the combination, the amazing thing that happened through Jesus Christ that was awesome, revolutionary, and just like God. God, the Lamb of, behold the Lamb of God. That's Jesus, John the Baptist. That's why he's called the greatest prophet, because he got the honor of being able to declare the true Lamb of God. Jesus, this is Jesus. And he's taking your sins and mine. So every family on earth, past and present and future, is blessed because of this Lamb. Your children are saved. My children are saved. My children were healed, I mean, of terminal things, because Jesus, God loved us so much that he sent his awesome, awesome son to take our sins and our iniquities. So I'll go on and read some more. He also bypassed the sacrifices consisting of goat and calf blood, instead using his own blood as the price to set us free once and for all. Say, once and for all. So it was a one-time event. But we will look at it in faith and celebration and thanksgiving the rest of our days and through eternity. We will be celebrating. Lord, thank you, Jesus. You are awesome. You are the King of glory. And I want to tell you, as you, the closer we get to heaven, the more we are in the reality of the glory, you'll find that you cannot praise Jesus enough. I know that both of my sons were terminal, and the Lord, with awesome signs and wonders, healed both of them. And as I see them, as I talk, I will never, never stop praising him. That it is. And as you look at how he has intervened and blessed in your life, would you agree with me that he is worthy of praise? And we are not being religious. He is worthy. Say, you're worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. So Yom Kippur, it's a shadow. But we have the reality. The Day of Atonement, it's Jesus. He is the atoning Lamb. So here we read, if that animal blood and the other rituals of purification were effective in cleaning up certain matters of our religion and behavior, think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives, inside and out. Through the Spirit, Christ offered himself as an unblemished sacrifice, freeing us from all those dead and efforts to make ourselves respectable so that we can live all out for God. And then I want us to go on to Hebrews chapter 10. I'm summarizing just an eagle-eye view of the Day of Atonement, of Yom Kippur. and what was happening. The high priest was going in there offering the blood of rams and goats and all of that. But Jesus, once and for all, he went in one time. He is the true high priest. Others were, I mean, thank God for what they did, but they were imitations, so they were shadows. Jesus is the real one. He's the real thing. I think it's better than Coca-Cola, remember? I think there was a, Coke is the real thing? No. Jesus is the real thing. Hallelujah. So we go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11. Every priest goes to work at the altar each day, offers the same old sacrifices year in, year out, and never makes a dent in the sin problem. As a priest, Christ made a single sacrifice for sins, and that was it. Talk about a home run. No. Then he sat down right beside God and waited for his enemies to cave in. He did it. It's like a bomb that went off. One of my favorite movies, excuse me, I'm being carnal now, but there are certain movies that ladies like. And to be in good relations with Bonnie, I have sat in some of that. And even lied sometimes saying how much I enjoyed. Sorry. See, I can get away with this when she's not here. She went recently and saw the movie Downton Abbey. I have never watched one show of the Downton Abbey. I don't know what it is. I think it's a little hut somewhere outside of London. But now the guns of Navarone, that's manly. Men enjoy that. And then they needed to give us a second dose, so there was another movie name called Force 10 from Navarone. Remember that? In Force 10 for Navarone, they don't have the right equipment, so they leave. The guy figures out how to blow up this dam. And it's already lit, but you don't see a thing. And the other guys say, we don't see anything. And he just is smoking his pipe, said, yeah. What do you mean, yeah? Many people will die if they are relying on us. And he said, yeah, wait. And then slowly the thing goes off and it blows up everything. And that's what it says here. Jesus did it. And slowly it's going to devastate the enemy's kingdom completely. Because he did it. He did it. Say, he did it. And it's awesome. And every family is blessed. As a priest, Christ made a single sacrifice for sins, and that was it. Then he sat down right before God, beside God, and waited for his enemies to cave in. It was a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some very imperfect people. So, perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some imperfect people. How many are here would say, I am imperfect? Thank you. I'm so glad all of you joined gave me company. But we are made perfect through the blood of Jesus, through the Prince of Peace, the Lord, the King of Glory, makes you perfect. And therefore, don't ever be afraid. You have to have surgery that's severe, and they tell you, hey, you could die. I'll tell you, I went through that I've shared that before. When I was ministering in Dublin and I got attacked and flew to London, and they said, well, you blocked up some old something. I had to have an emergency appendectomy in a village place way in the remote parts of Texas. And it was so primitive. The resident doctor was a sorcerer. Not really, but so, why are you chanting over me? It was that bad almost. But anyway, they messed up. But years later, he came back and blocked me up. And they told me, you're about to die. I said, well, I will be quickly in the presence of the glory. I will get rebuked by my wife later if we come together. Why did I go without her? But I had such perfect joy. I was going to see Jesus. So one of the things I want to say, for me, I have total confidence because of the blood of Jesus. I'm going to, absent in the body, I'll be present with the Lord. And each of us washed in the blood of Jesus. You have eternal life on the basis of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're going to be entering heaven, the gates of glory. I mean, I don't want to go prematurely, you know. God says, come, just stick around, that's fine. It was a perfect sacrifice. It was by a perfect person to perfect some very imperfect people. By that single offering, he did everything that needed to be done for everyone who takes part in the purifying process. The Holy Spirit confirms this. And the other thing then, the Day of Atonement, is that's out. Do you know what the middle of the Bible is? Right in the center. Center. Turn to Isaiah 53. And that's the central part of the Bible, Isaiah 53. Verse 5, for surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And he's talking about the Lamb of God. And this is, isn't it amazing? This is right there in the center message of the whole Old and New Testament is this passage in Isaiah 53. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and judgment. Who will declare his generation? Anyway, this is, so here on Wednesday, we will have the Day of Atonement, whether for the Jewish people and Jewish nation, there will be fasting. But for us, we have Jesus. So we honor the customs that they have because it was the shadow. But now we have had the reality. That's Jesus Christ, the atoning Lamb. And he took all upon him. It's unique and central to your faith and mine. Jesus, he's the priest. He's the sacrifice, both in one. Hebrews 7:27. And Jesus offered himself willingly through the eternal Spirit to God the Father and was able to present his blood up there in the heavenly tabernacle. And so this is all that was being done for you, for your children, on the Day of Atonement many years, around 2,000 years ago. And we receive this message by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So this is in the Scriptures. And I'm sharing it with you. We are reading it together. And faith, something supernatural, is coming at you. And your faith rises up. And what we do is project our faith and say, I grab hold of it. I take this personally for myself, my children, my grandchildren. So even today, there's someone's grandchild that's kind of has an autistic challenge. They're either, the doctor said, it's autistic. This kid is autistic. It's all right. There was a family. They've come here several times now. But their son was 5 years old. Daniel was severely, supposedly autistic. And live in Washington, D.C. And they brought him to one of my services. And I prayed for him and gave him a healing from on high. And he woke up the next day. For 5 years, he had not said one word. And he started talking. And but that was, he said he'll always be learning disabilities, autism, all of that. His mama played that CD every day. And he's considered now, this is 9 years old. This is a few years ago it happened. And now he's in the genius school. Brilliant. And then he told his mama, I want to meet that talking man, because every night she played his CD. So he came here, and he wouldn't stop talking. He was so verbal. And so we took him, Bonnie, I took the family to lunch, and Daniel wouldn't stop talking. And I said, Daniel, look at me. Shut up. Darling, darling boy. But the Lord, what I'm saying is that we can, today we have hope, not only for ourselves, but for our children and grandchildren. And we exercise faith on behalf, because this is the revealed Word of God. And the cross, Calvary, is central to the message we have, central to all of God's provision. That everything that Jesus has made provided for us, we receive it by faith. Say, I receive by faith. By his stripes, I and my family have been forgiven, because Jesus was punished. I am forgiven. He took my infirmities and sicknesses, and by his stripes we were healed. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So this is part of what celebrates the thing of course, they are humbling themselves on the Day of Atonement. On Yom Kippur, they humble themselves, and it's good. But it's, we need to, we get slippery sometimes and all that. And I find so many people, I say, you are battling so-and-so several times. So the doctor is saying he's got cancer, all of the. I tell them, listen, if you possibly can, come with the community, with the family of God, and take communion together. Take the by His stripes. Here, Isaiah 53, He shed His blood at Calvary so you can be healed. But I remember where I was ordained many years ago. This is 1974 in a former Southern Baptist church. And but the pastor knew personally this lady who, how many of you have heard of Catherine Kuhlman? Amen. That this lady had been diagnosed with cancer, stage 4 cancer. And he said, she was in his church, and she went 1, 2, 3, 4, service after service she went. But Catherine Kuhlman had a revelation that, you know, Jesus provided. Jesus, in Jesus' name, we can be healed. And she would not give up. I'm just telling the story. I was just a young guy, and that's where I get my ordination. I stayed there about almost half a year. But on the 27th time, she got totally healed. Now, why not? So I want to say, we are going to exercise faith as never before, saying Jesus did it. And we are going to get healing for my neighbor, for my friend, for my aunt. We are going to keep on praying and believing. By His stripes, we are healed. And I am healed. In Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are healed. So, raise your hands. Say, He took all the infirmities, all the diseases. And by His stripes, I am healed. I'm believing for every member of my family, my children, my grandchildren, my brother, my sister. We are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Give Him again. Give Him a big cheer. Jesus, You're awesome. You are awesome. By His stripes, healed.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.